This week, we've featured education stories from around the Northwest as part of the PBS special American Graduate Day, airing this Saturday. Research shows that music in schools can improve reading and math scores, but not every student can afford instruments. Enter a music alumni fraternity in Moscow, Idaho. To raise money, they came up with an interesting way to repurpose and sell old instruments. Greg Mills has more.
Imagine if every student in our region had the opportunity to play an instrument without the worry of cost. Schools in Troy, Idaho and Palouse, Washington are trying to make that a reality. Matt Zook, Garfield Palouse School District music teacher, and Tara Stoner, Troy Middle School music teacher, are among the many music teachers across the Northwest who believe that music helps build one's whole self.
It teaches people how to work together despite their differences. To get along.
It's an ownership. You know, when you're a part of a band or a choir, you're a part of something.
But Matt and Tara know the cost of music instruments might scare off some students. That's when they turn to the community. One group from Moscow has risen to the challenge. Meet the local chapter of Sigma Alpha Iota. They get together a few times a month trying to figure out how to best help the community with musical instruments in schools.
The goal, of course, was to get more instruments into the schools. With all of the funding cuts, it's very hard for the music departments to have the instruments that they need on hand for those who can't afford them.
That's Denise Crossler, member of the fraternity. To get instruments back in schools, they needed instruments, any and all instruments. So they turned to the community.
We tapped communities in the Spokane and the Palouse areas asking for musical instruments. As they started coming in, what we would do is assess what could be given away. All the instruments that needed major repairs just kind of sat in a corner.
As successful as the instrument drive was, the fraternity felt that they could do more. The unrepairable instruments piled up in a corner of a shed.
And I'd seen lamps somewhere online out of musical instruments. And I remember when in high school, one of my teachers had an instrument made of lamps. I'm like, maybe we can reuse these instruments and make lamps out of them.
Dale Hungerford, head lamp maker, says it was just a pea-brained idea. Instruments that couldn't be repaired due to its cost would be turned into lamps. Those lamps would then be sold at Keeney Brothers Music Shop in Moscow. Money from lamp sales goes into a fund to pay for repairs. Once the repairs were made to instruments that were donated by the community, they'd then be hand-delivered to local schools.
And so what we have here for you are some instruments. Now, Mr. Zook thinks he's only getting a trombone. But Susan has over here a brand new saxophone that Keeney Brothers has donated.
When we give schools repaired instruments, it's really fun to watch the excitement on the band director's face.
You should have seen my trombone player today. His eyes, he came up to me and goes, "Do I get to use that trombone?" They just lit up and I said, "It's all yours."
Dell and company say it's the most rewarding thing they do as a fraternity. Seeing the students just come to life about music makes it all worth it. Imagine if music was able to touch every student in school.
Music is everything. It's just a part of our life, and to be able to share that and bring that joy and fun to children is amazing.
That was Greg Mills for Northwest Public Television. The American Graduate Day special featuring the story airs on Saturday on PBS. We'll have more stories of Northwest education success every morning this week.